All right. Hello, my friends. I am John.
And I'm Tina.
And it is Voice Coaches Radio.
Radio. How about I be like that echo, like echo, the delay?
Radio.
Yeah, radio.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So I want to address something. We had done an episode a while back about sending reads, and mm-hmm. we only had one person send us a read. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to do the follow-up episode because it would sort of be like, I almost feel like I would be picking on the person, right? Critiquing one person's read. So we're not going to do that because no one really got involved except for Michelle. Our friend Michelle.
Yes, she did. And that was great, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, love it. Michelle is a loyal listener and client here at Voice mm-hmm. Coaches, so love it. All right, but today we're going to do an episode called You're Closer Than You Think.
Okay.
For people who, and this is for people who, you know, and I want to, it's kind of piggybacking off of the episode we did called The In-Between, right?
Yes.
Where, you know, we said, hey, here are the things you have to do, right? And I think for some people, it seemed to scare them a little, or maybe go, oh, wow. I want to talk about how you, as someone who wants to get into voiceovers, right? Who many of you out there have been told you have a great voice, probably, mm-hmm. which is why you even thought about it. And you're probably closer than you think to being a professional voice actor, someone who can make money mm-hmm. or does make money doing this, right?
Yeah.
If you do the things that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, like for example, I would say there's one order to this and one order only, really, if mm-hmm. you want to make money at this point, right?
Yeah.
It's education, demo, work. That is the order,
that
right?
That's it.
The order. Mm-hmm. There's no really skipping steps. But if you do it in the right order, like you get a voice coach and you learn all the techniques, pitch, dynamics, timing, mm-hmm. you learn all the things about conversational reading, you learn how to voice act. At that point, okay, you're getting close.
Yes.
It's one step at a time. You're not as far away as you think from being able to make money doing this. It's the people who don't think they need to take any steps, mm-hmm. they're far away.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
They're far away. I get it all the time. Yeah. I just had one the other day who basically said, yeah, so I'm just going to go make a demo. And the person had done a read for me, and they were not good.
Yeah.
Let me just be clear. Now, I'm not saying they were very nice voice, mm-hmm. but they weren't good. Like, they didn't sound like anyone who's ever done a voiceover in their life, who had never read out loud in front mm-hmm. of anyone except for in a classroom somewhere.
Yeah.
And the person's like, yeah, I'm just gonna do this. I'm like, you're not, though.
Yeah, no.
You're not.
No.
You're very far away. Mm-hmm. So, but for those of you who are doing it the right way, and you're getting mm-hmm. a voice coach, and you're learning all the things you need to learn. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm talking again, conversational reading, voice acting, learning how to go out and get work. How about that?
Yeah.
You are closer than you think to being mm-hmm. someone who makes money doing this.
Yes, absolutely. It will come. But I think a lot of it is patience. And I think that probably needs to be in there. You know, you get yourself the education, you get yourself the demo, and then you're trying to find the job. Have patience with it.
Yes,
it will come. You know, some people within that's it. They just have right place, right time. That's how I think of it. But you know, but some it will take a few minutes. But have the patience with it. But stick with it. Do not give up on it.
Absolutely, and that's key. I like that, the patience, because don't view it as how long it takes to get the job. Mm-hmm. Know that you're right there.
Yeah.
It'll come when it comes, but you will get a mm-hmm. job. Just keep plugging away. You know, once you become a professional and you mm-hmm. have the demo and you've learned how to go out and get work, you're right on the edge.
Yeah.
You're right on the edge. And the day you give up is the day you would have gotten that job.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. There are so many times I have just put you know, sit down for a day or two and just send out my demos, and easily could have said, no, you know what? I'm done. I haven't heard anything back, but I just kept at it. And I just ended up being right place, right time, and it just kept coming.
And you put yourself in the right place at the right time. And that's an important distinction, because I do have people who think luck plays a lot into it. And I understand why people say that, mm-hmm. but it's people who put themselves in the right place at the right time. It's not like you stumbled into it.
No. Yeah. You just have to keep at it. That is the biggest thing, and have patience. It will come. It will
absolutely
definitely come.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. Listen, there's $4.8 billion worth of voiceover work out mm-hmm. there right now annually. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
A lot. And there's a lot of people, and believe me, there are people out there right now who are getting work and they may not be as good as you.
Yeah.
So you can get the, believe me, there's different levels of voice actors like everything else. And so, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, just be patient, but keep plugging along. Don't poke and hope, right? Don't sit there and go, I hope something happens. I hope, because that's really, when you do something like that, that's you hoping you're discovered. That's mm-hmm. not real, right? So just keep doing the things you're supposed to do that you've learned how to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, this applies to people who have done this the right way. Yes. You are so close.
Yes.
Don't give up. You're right there.
Yeah. And then also don't forget to still still practice what we've taught you.
Yeah.
Read out loud. And even just record stuff. And whether it is, if you do this, if you have your own home studio, or just to even practice recording, record on your phone. Just so that you can hear yourself back.
You can hear yourself.
That's it. Yeah. But keep at that.
And by the way, if you come through us, by the way, and you could anyway, but especially mm-hmm. people who mm-hmm. come through us, you're welcome to send me some, even like, it doesn't have to be an excellent recording. You can send me a recording from your phone mm-hmm. and say, hey, what do you think of this? How do you think I'm doing on the read? I have no problem emailing you back. Say, hey, here's what I liked. Here's maybe what you can improve. Mm-hmm. You know, it was funny. I had someone the other day say, I don't like the word critique.
Oh.
And I said, cool. Well, that's the word I'm going to use.
Yeah. What would be another word for it?
I don't know. Yeah, feedback. Just feedback, right?
Feedback.
I didn't use that.
Maybe feedback
would
be better. Critique does kind of sound harsh. You know?
But it is critique.
Critique you.
Critiquing the read.
Just me.
Critique the read. That's what we're
going
to do.
But I will give you some feedback. See how nice that sounds?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with critique, though.
I know.
I can't subscribe to the every time someone goes, I don't like that. Okay, cool. I'm changing my vocabulary at that point. No, we're not going to do that. But I get it. But I don't think mm-hmm. critiques is hard. I guess everything's perception, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, perception. It is. It is.
So, again, just keep plugging along.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And don't give up. I think the big thing is we are a society of now.
Yes, we are.
Because of technology, mm-hmm. right? There's so many wonderful things about technology, but there's also like a downside to technology, of course, like there is to everything, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Everything in life is, you know, balance, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing with technology. You kind of have to use it for what it's good for, but then understand mm-hmm. that just because at a push of a button, you can get any information you want now, as opposed mm-hmm. to grabbing books off the shelf, right?
And yeah.
having a I need to, encyclopedia, who's right, using that, encyclopedia? Yeah. No one's going, remember when people used to go around sell encyclopedias?
Yes, yep.
I mean, no one's doing that, right? You're not making any money. Because now you can just use Google or whatever search.
Yep. All you have to do is put it in your search engine and that's it.
But what's happened with that, and the same thing with how you get music now, mm-hmm. right? A touch of a finger. We've become a society of now. I think it's kind of changed the wiring in our brain a little bit where we, like when we want to do something, mm-hmm. if we don't see immediate results, we go, never mind.
We're done with it. Yeah.
But if there's really nothing in life, in like day-to-day life, mm-hmm. not, you know, anything offline, not digital, there's nothing that is that quick, right? If you're going to pursue anything professionally or even something that you just love mm-hmm. and then maybe you can make some money on, or maybe you don't, who knows?
Yeah.
Nothing's that quick, right?
No.
You still have to gain the skills to be good at this. It could be, and we talked about this before, it could be a sport, it could be anything. You still have to practice, mm-hmm. learn how to do it. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
But once you start along that path, you are moments away mm-hmm. from finding even just a little success.
Yes.
Really. I mean, and sometimes it's just getting over this hump, right? And you feel like you're, all of a sudden you just, and it's all downhill.
Yeah.
So don't give up. That would be our message to people.
I think so. I think that's don't give up. It will come. We expect that instant gratification that instant. I sent them my MP3. I sent them my demo through the email and I haven't heard back yet.
Yep.
Well, how long ago? I sent it 10 minutes ago. Well, you know what? They're probably doing other things and we'll get back. Or they might not, but still just keep going.
Keep doing it.
Yeah, keep
going. It's like that with everything, I think. I think it's also like that with even just going to the gym, working out. losing weight, people want it right away.
Yeah.
Right? People are like, I didn't lose 50 pounds this week. Forget it.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
And I always try to tell people, like, I'm always like, listen, I've been in the gym for a long time. I still look like this. It doesn't happen right away,
but you will get there.
Yes. That's,
it's the journey. It's part of the journey.
Embrace it too. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, listen, you know, I'm kind of like this with everything. My wife used to tease me when we first met. She used to call me Funshine Bear because I'm always positive about everything. Mm-hmm. I like the journey itself. For me, I embrace the journey itself. And for me, it's great. Like, mm-hmm. I'm never someone who goes, I can't wait till this comes. I'm always like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. Well, actually, I enjoy every day. I enjoy the whole journey. So for me, the whole thing is cool. And if you can do that, then I think you'll find that it won't feel like a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you're enjoying the whole process, and you should.
Yes, definitely. Enjoy it, because it is a lot of fun once you start doing it.
Absolutely.
And it will start to have that domino effect. Once one comes in, it starts to come in again, and it starts to come in. So,
I kind of related to, we've all had this happen. You ever have something where you're something happens to you and you get in a bad mood, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, come on. And all of a sudden things just start happening.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with the way you're acting, right? Mm-hmm. You see things as all being negative, and all of a sudden a bunch of negative things start happening all at the same time. But if you turn that around, right, mm-hmm. and you say, okay, no, this is awesome. This journey is awesome. All of a sudden, good things start to happen.
It really does happen like that.
It does.
It's crazy, but it works. And think positive, and it will come.
Absolutely. Yep. So awesome. Well, there you go. See, you're closer than you think.
You are closer. A lot closer now.
And if for those of you who are not, you're just listening to this, you haven't done anything yet, don't worry. Don't worry. Listen, come to my voiceover webinar. I have an intro to voice acting webinar, mm-hmm. and you can learn all about it. And then there you are. It's all about taking steps.
Yeah. Take the first step.
Every time you take a step, you're closer than you mm-hmm. were before.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Use the code POD.
Okay.
Right. If you want 50% off the webinar. If you haven't taken a webinar from me yet, you're missing out. You get to read from me at the end. Mm-hmm. For those of you who do want to read to me at the end, it's optional, of course. Mm-hmm. And But I want to thank everybody very much for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Tina. Oh, wait. How did they get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. John G. of voicecoaches.com. Yeah. I'm getting emails. Someone was surprised. We just talked about this. Someone was surprised that, you know, I should give them a shout out. Let me check my phone quick. Because we do get quite a few emails, but this one was really great. And it was from, where are we? Oh, from Lee. Hmm. Lee emailed us, mm-hmm. and then I responded, I think pretty quickly.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, you do respond to your own emails. I'm like, what? Yes. I don't have a team of people. So yes, and email me anytime.
I'm sorry.
Awesome. All right. So again, John G. of voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com.
We out. We'll